Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq. It's a Shaq podcast. It's a Shaq cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal. Rejected.
And who together?
DJ, drop that track.
It is the Big Podcast with Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, John Kincaid, B-Dog Brandon Harper. My name is Rob Jenners, a.k.a. Rob Jenkin. And we bring you this week's Halloween Shaqtacular. We have some absolutely classic Halloween moments to go back and do. We're going to relive some of our best pranks. And we're going to come back with a great Halloween game called Halloween Beans with the return of the Halloween Jelly Beans. Now, this is kind of an unconventional week because, as some of you know, we've talked about it on the show, I believe last week, that John Kincaid's mother, the beautiful Betty Kincaid, had been sick. And it's very unfortunate to say that this past Monday evening, I guess it would have been Tuesday morning, Betty did pass away. So John is not with us, obviously, and Shaquille thought it was best to just give everybody a week to get themselves right, but still wanted to deliver you guys a great show. I did want to go back to show number 44, where we were joined by the one and only Betty Kincaid, and Shaq got to meet John's mom for the first time ever. So this was Betty Kincaid and Shaquille O'Neal from show 44. Please, everybody say hello to Miss Betty Kincaid. Joining us here on the show.
I'm not
going to reveal your age, even though you're 42. getting older, was that something that you feared? Because now I'm 44, and sometimes I get upset that I can't do the things that I used to do. So should I fear, or should I embrace becoming older?
You should really embrace it. Because I'm 46,
oh,
and
46.
I really don't have much of a problem at all. The problems are all up here.
Yes, thank you.
So
thank you, Mom.
Your son tells us that Shaq's very popular amongst your group of friends. Is that true?
Oh, he is. And you can't turn on the television up in Philadelphia without seeing Shaq.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I work hard, Mama.
And
thank
everybody
you.
Loves you.
Thank you. Love you, too, Mama.
So
appreciate
very
you.
Very sweet. There you go.
Grandma. Grandma, your granddaughter's special, too. She's going to be somebody. Mama Kincaid, thank you for coming in. Tell your friends I love them, and you look awesome. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. I can't believe you got up so fast without using your hands. I got to go to the gym now.
Whether you love John or John makes your blood boil, and I run on both sides of that equation a lot of times, he's fiercely bold, extremely outspoken, and very, very dedicated to his friends and family. And I would say, after having met Betty several times, a lot of that comes from his mom. Rest in peace, Betty Kincaid. Now, it is Halloween week. I have a lot of people that will reach out to me and go, what's the deal? You guys talk about the Black Whopper all the time. Where did that come from? This was the conversation around Halloween from show number 22 back in the day. This was Shaq's introduction to the Black Whopper.
So when you gave out candy, please tell me you gave out full-size candy bars.
No, I did not. I went to Walmart and I got the mid-size snacks.
Did you really? You got like the
yes.
bag of bargain snacks?
Yes, of
You're
course.
Shaquille O'Neal.
So what?
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So what?
Look,
yeah.
the kids
Snickers, Milky Ways,
the little bite-sized
little kiss
ones?
Bars. Yeah, little oh. bite-sized.
A little fun size?
But hold on. But hold on. However, the difference is I give them a Shaq-sized double handful. That's the difference. I don't just give them one or two
Okay.
candies. I give them a Shaq-sized double handful.
Like, it's like basically like a whole bag of candy.
Exactly.
I'm still
exactly.
saying what the little birdie says in the tree. Cheep, 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 cheep. I'm expecting.
Hold on.
Come
John.
On.
Hold on. John,
okay,
hold
yeah.
on.
All right.
Hold on. First of all, John, you're a parent. I'm a parent. We yeah. don't want to give out full-size candy bars, a.k.a. cavities. Just want to give them a few, just, you know, something to bite and nibble on. So, you know, you got to think as a parent and as a kid at the same time. That's why I go
okay.
with the cheap snacks.
Man,
like
you
like that one, tough guy?
I'm telling you, you really are. You really are. Okay, now this is one where we've got a national food chain that you are a huge fan of.
Yes.
I think has gone borderline.
Uh-oh. What happened?
The Black Whopper. Has
what?
Come to There's
whoa. What the hell is that?
The Black Whopper has come to Burger King.
You haven't seen this
yet? No, what the hell is that?
It's a black bun Whopper.
So they, I swear to God, it's true.
Yes.
Borderline.
Borderline.
I'm not eating that. I'll tell you that.
Now, wait a minute now. The Black Bun Whopper has...
Black Bun Whopper.
It says on the
that
sign...
That was Shaq's nickname in high school, the Black Bun Whopper.
Come and eat these black buns. It has them right here. Now, the Black Bun Whopper is made because they put A1 steak sauce into the bun. And it gives it the appearance that it's black. So, now I'm not sure, can you get a Black Bun Whopper in every neighborhood? Or is it segmented by neighborhood?
I mean,
I'm wondering about the marketing of these things. And are other racist colors and creeds going to be upset?
Yeah.
That they didn't get their own
the
Whopper.
Red Bun Whopper.
Exactly. That they didn't get their own Whopper.
Washington Red Buns.
Now, here's the problem. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure that they're going to start to protest. Now, here's the problem, Shaq. The reports are that the black whoppers they're calling it at Burger King turns your poop green.
Oh,
people are complaining that their poop green.
I would like to let America know that this will be our last podcast.
Well,
after this conversation, we will be thrown off the internet.
Now, it may kill Burger King being a part of the podcast, but we do love them. I would love, Shaq, though, just for, now in the month of October, there's still time left to get the Black Whopper. Maybe you could do.
I'm over here crying.
How did they not make you the spokesperson? You love Whoppers. You love the Whopper.
Well documented.
You are well documented Whopper lover, and you are African American. Oh, so this would have been the perfect thing.
Hi, I'm Shaq, and I'm a black man. And you know what I eat? I don't eat the regular Whopper. I eat the Black Whopper. So all the brothers and sisters that go to Burger King, make sure you support the Black Whopper.
Kincaid, you go eat the other man's Whopper.
That's right.
I'm eating the Black Whopper.
The boring old white man Whopper.
Don't eat the boring Whopper. Oh. Look, this has no rhythm. Look at this. Come on. Try the Black Whopper.
This Whopper likes Hall & Oates. Don't pay any attention to it.
They lost so many marketing opportunities by not bringing you into it.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
It's even better because he hadn't heard about this.
Yeah. I think the most horrifying thing, though, is that it turns your poop green. That's like, I don't even understand how that happens.
Oh, my God.
Are you guys making this up?
No, we are not.
I will email you a link to the story and the pictures of the Black Whopper.
And we will.
Which, by the way, is a problem. If you type Black Whopper into Google, bad
things
come back.
You don't want to do that. Don't do
bad things.
Not on Disney property. Don't, please. Let's not do anything. Where you're Googling that. So there it is.
Oh, wow.
I'm Shaquille O'Neal. I suffered through life eating White Whoppers.
But now I've made it.
Now we have our own Whopper to unite around. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I got my breath.
This is where we have...
commercial. You know what I hate about Halloween? What's orange and white candies called?
Candy corn.
I hate those things.
It's terrible.
Things are awful.
First of all, they don't taste good.
I hate the people who used to go trick or treating and give out change.
What?
Screw you. You give me a handful of change. What the hell? I should egg your house.
People gave you change?
You should egg your house.
They gave
me a handful of change.
They gave you money.
We had old ladies in our neighborhood that would scoop out like nickels and pennies and give you a handful of change.
Really?
Screw you with your change.
Man, Jersey was rough.
Tainting my candy bag with change.
Tainting it? What do you mean?
Change.
You think like a... like?
What am I collecting in a tin can over here? Come on.
Oh my gosh. Remember the kids would... I knew some kids, bad kids back in Philly. They would carry around the UNICEF box. It was the cardboard box they'd give us around Halloween people would collect money for the poor people. And the kids would carry around the UNICEF box and get people to put money in the UNICEF box, and then they wouldn't hand it in. They were seriously UNICEF boxes. People
Your
are listening.
Are some scumbags.
People, it was.
Tell you what,
it
man.
Was Philly. Jeez. For God's sake,
Shaq's just shaking his head.
What the hell
Philly.
Are you doing?
Isn't that terrible? I mean, that is absolutely.
Did you have kids that were? And I don't know if maybe Shaquille, you ever had this? Like that would terrorize your house around Halloween.
Of course not.
What do you mean terrorize
you didn't have
your
that?
House? You're talking
you
about as what?
You mean the mischief night? No, it's like mischief, night. Mischief night, the night before Halloween.
Oh, yeah, mischief night you were out, weren't you?
My stepfather used to have to protect our house with, like, hoses and stuff. Otherwise, you'd get kids dropping egg
base.
The house.
I ran the army base. I ran the block. No, let me tell you
nobody
something.
Nobody mess with you?
No, nobody knows.
Were you messing with other people on Halloween?
Snitches get stitches.
Oh, okay.
See, he was then.
Oh, all right. The time.
He was.
All the time.
He was.
Oh, actually, you know what? That happened 30 years ago. I'm sure a statute of limitations.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
DBF. You know what those are? Doodle bomb firecrackers.
What's that?
Oh, did you like...
I've never heard of that.
All right, you get doodle from the grass.
Like yeah. Dog poop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put them in plastic bag. You put a hole in so it doesn't get in your hand. You put the firecracker, you light it, and you ring the doorbell.
Oh,
see, now
that's
we did...
worse than lighting it on fire. See, now yeah, that thing explodes.
Now in
the worst one we did... Sorry, cut you off, John. The worst one we did, we put 5 firecrackers and we tied the wick. And put them in, and this dude opened the door, and
poop. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Do you know Mischief Night? Did you deal with Mischief Night back in, at the day? I mean, were you into Mischief Night?
Oh, yeah, I think everybody was, right?
Yeah!
Holy
shit. You okay?
Got him. Got him.
I'm thinking something's wrong.
He's on the floor. All right, so we just had we just kind of
I'm thinking something's wrong.
John, did you just shot yourself?
I just am like, why is something?
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Scotty. Our station here in Atlanta.
You are no longer my adopted American son.
He was on
Brandon
the floor.
Joseph is just as
physically on the floor.
I slipped and fell. I'm like, get the hell out of here.
We had our...
You talk all that tough stuff, but when it gets...
Pennywise.
When it gets going...
We already know that the clown is a problem for me.
I know. That's why you set that up, because we're terrible.
Did you see
people.
How high your voice went? I want that. I want that, America.
I'll tell you,
you almost shot yourself.
That was more of the it depends undergarments.
Right. We had our program director knock on the door, and when John turned around to crack the studio door open, one of our friends, Brandon, here at the radio station,
that's
jumped
hilarious.
Out in a clown mask, and John ended up on the floor.
Brandon never looked better, too, which is really, that was part of it.
You can see that video, I'm sure, on Facebook and Shaq's Instagram.
They both kiss my ass.
Come on, other places,
what
that'll
tell
pop
you right
up.
Now.
Happy Halloween, John.
Yeah, happy Halloween to you,
awesome.
Too, both. You're both number one. Pick the finger that you think I'm counting with.
All right, Shaquille, Halloween is right around the corner, and you don't want to spook someone out with your scary bush. Our friends at Manscaped want to help you make the boys downstairs clean, because Manscaped is number one in men's below-the-waist grooming. They offer the precision engineer tools for those family jewels.
Manscaped is the only men's brand to dedicate to below-the-waist grooming, and they're forever changing the manscaping game with the Perfect Package 3.0. It comes with their new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer. Millions of balls are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology.
Lord have mercy.
Inside the Perfect Package, you're also going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. See, I use it. Subscribe to the Perfect Package and get a new blade refill for your lawnmower trimmer delivered to your door every 3 months and for a limited time. Subscribers get 2 free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag and the patented high-performance, reduced-chafing Manscaped Boxer Briefs. Plus, get 20% off and free shipping with the code SHACK at manscaped.com.
Let's get 20% off and free shipping with the code SHACK at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use code SHACK.
Stay sexy this Halloween.
Your balls will thank you.
And like we talked about, it wouldn't be a ShackCast without going back and reliving some pranks. Now, Halloween pranks, of course, are famous, but Shaq loves to just prank people for no reason, like Show 44, where he decides, I'm going to prank call the Hawks with this absolutely weird thing. All right, so before we go to break,
yes.
I pulled up the number for the Atlanta Hawks front office. Do you want to give him a call?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a call.
All right, well, all right, here we go.
Just try.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling the Atlanta Hawks at Phillips Arena. Please select.
Thank you for calling Atlanta Hawks. I can help you.
Can I talk to somebody in media relations, please?
Yes. Hold on just a second for me.
Okay.
Hello, this is the Hawks. How may I help you?
Is this media relations?
Yep.
My name is Tammy Jones. I was having an affair with Dennis Schroeder. I'm a male, and he gave me crabs, and he broke up with me. And before I called TMZ, I just wanted to know how can we handle this internally? Is this funny to you, sir?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Well, I'm dating one of your players, and if you don't want it on TMZ tomorrow to ruin you guys' playoffs, I just want to know how we can handle it internally.
Give me a second.
If I could just get the number to the team doctor so I can get rid of these male crabs.
All right, I'll work on that.
Okay. No, I need you to handle it now because TMZ has offered me a lot of money.
All righty.
Dennis Schroeder gave me crabs.
Okay.
He hung up on you.
You like
wow.
that one?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like we should call Steve Coonan and apologize or something.
No, they're going to go. Right now, they're scrambling. Right now, they're saying, what did Dennis Schroeder do?
But now, the best part is if they actually have to question Schroeder, they pull him aside and go,
Were you having an affair with a man? TMZ says you're having an affair with a man.
Calls from people
Oh, they're
now.
Probably panic-stricken right now. It's coming up. Buzzer Beater returns. After we reveal the final four in the borderline bracket.
Let me hear my baby's voice, Rob.
Oh, yeah, here she is. Where does she go?
Borderline.
Oh. Okay, we got problems here. That phone bank has been lit up ever since we made that crank call. Well, not seriously, ever since Shaquille made the crank call.
Oh, snitches get stitches.
Distancing yourself immediately from this.
I'm just figuring Steve Coonan may send somebody over to knock me off.
He already doesn't like you.
No, he does not like you. Now, we did have a...
He does not like you.
Okay, he doesn't like me.
All right, well, hold
let's
on.
Let's be honest.
Let's find out who this is.
He does not like me. Hang on,
let's find out who's calling. All right, see, this is you.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
You ready?
Hello? Who's this?
This is
from the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Good. Did you call the Hawks line earlier today?
This is Shaq. I was doing a prank call. Jeez.
It's Shaquille O'Neal. We were serious.
It's Shaquille O'Neal.
Gee, I was doing a prank call. Calm down over there, Hawks.
He was trying to get through to Steve Coonan.
Yes, I was trying to get to Steve.
And how would it get escalated to Steve?
I mean, crabs with a player is never. You should know that better than anybody.
It didn't go well. There it goes.
You should know better than anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. What do you say? What do you say about Jack? That's terrible.
You realize how many people we got worried in our office.
It was working.
There you go.
It was working.
But there you go.
You know what? It was honestly lower level. I was going to flesh it out some before I.
See?
Related it to a Steve, a Bud, anyone like that.
See, there you go.
No.
Thanks,
all right,
man.
Thank you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
Thanks.
Man, if Steve didn't like you, not like you before, man,
well, wait a minute. How
didn't get
I,
any
look,
worse.
Look, he can take it up with the big
it's
man.
It's a joke,
it's
people.
It's the big podcast with Shaq.
We're laughing, having a good time. Don't be so serious.
Steve has cornered me once or twice in my life.
Shaq knows a lot of people. Apparently, one of them owns a hotel and a casino. And Shaq decides, yes, this is a good guy to prank call.
Hello?
Jim, I need your help.
Who's this?
I killed a prostitute in the room. I need your help, Jim. Help me. Jim, there's a dead hooker in the hotel bed in Jim Justice's hotel. I need your help to get rid of the body.
Just a second.
Okay. Jim, I need you, man. Can you hear me? Jim, just come by the room. I'm in room 579.
Well, I'm not going to come by the room, but I'll send security to 579.
Yes, can you please send security?
To 579?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Who did you just send the security to somebody's room?
Hang up.
I did. Whose room is that? whose room is security about to bust down the door to?
I don't know. Who was that? His name is Jim Justice. He owns a casino in West Virginia. Look him up, John.
Oh, my gosh.
Jim Justice. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. He did not seem happy. How you doing, homie?
I'm doing good.
That's good. We miss you.
I love that there's security at a casino hotel right now kicking in a door.
Hold on. I'm going to call him back. Hold on. Hey, Jim.
Hello.
Jim Justice, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
This is Shaq. I don't believe you didn't recognize my voice when I said there was a body in the room.
I did not.
Yeah, it was me. I got you, Jim. I'm just calling, brother, to check on you.
God, what am I going to do with you?
Yeah. there is no body in room 579, Jim.
Yeah. Leave that
good
poor
Lord,
man alone.
I've got people scrambling around you. Absolute
rat. I love you, brother. I'll see you soon, all right?
All right, love you, too.
All right, talk to you. Bye-bye.
How do you pull this with people and then they say they love you?
Yeah, because it's good.
There's a dead hooker in your hotel, but I love you, man. But I love you.
Yeah.
Now, he was a good sport there.
Yeah, he was.
That's funny.
Man's a good sport.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This one's a bonus we've never brought you before. We were having a prank call competition on one episode of the show, and Shaq decides he's going to prank call his buddy Trav, and he got this.
Hello.
Next time you call my baby mama, I'm gonna f*** you up.
What's her name? I gotta make sure. I got a lot of holes, dog.
I ain't f***ing with you. You think I'm playing? I'm gonna blow your f***ing face off. Yeah.
I got a lot of holes. You gotta tell me which one it is, yo.
Vanessa.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, whatever. I ain't playing with your punk ass.
All right, big.
Oh, f***. You know it was me?
I love that you think people don't know who you sound like. It's just like, yeah.
Did you know it was me, Trav, for real? All right, boy, love you.
All right, go.
That's my boy. That's my boy from my podcast. All right, boy, love you. Go. All right,
boy. I love that you think you can whisper it. He's not going to know that it's you.
I'll get that.
And speaking of bonuses, stuff you've never heard before, I don't know if we've ever brought you this, but Shaq, because he just loves to go, yo, dial this number, and he just gives us a number, and he goes, B-Dog, you're prank calling this guy, and you're saying this. Well, he does that to B-Dog one day. Little to B-Dog's knowledge, who they were prank calling.
Hello.
You don't know me, but I have the sex tape. And unless they contact me, I will deliver the tape. So you need to give me their numbers, and they need to pay me right away.
It must be Shaq. What's up?
No, this isn't Shaq.
Who is it?
I told you I have the sex tape.
Who is it? Who is it? I'm in commercial break, so I'm getting ready to hang up. Who is it?
My name is Bob.
Nice to meet you. Take care.
Did you just prank call Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Joe.
One of B-Dog's heroes, Stephen A. Smith. You just had a hand in embarrassing Stephen A. Smith.
How'd you know? How'd you know that was me?
Hey, Stephen A., salute you, big dog. You one of my boys. I didn't know it was you. All right, look.
All right, okay. Yeah, you did. All right, boy. Love you. All right, go.
He said that
shit
out from the.
He did. Yo, man, I told you.
I'm sitting
here pranking him on the phone.
Oh, damn.
I told you my f***ing voice.
And since Stephen A is a friend of the show and always fun, of course, Shaq wasn't going to just let that prank die there. He decides he's going to prank call Stephen A on his own radio show on ESPN Radio. If you think that he's going to go easy on you, he called Stephen A. Smith alive on his show.
He did.
To give him grief about talking crap about the Cowboys.
I didn't call him. Tex Johnson called him.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's hear this. Let's go to Stephen A. Smith's show.
Tex, are you there?
Yeah, first of all, you got to take that damn cowboy hat off and stop talking about the damn Cowboys. You understand me, son?
Who are you?
You understand me, son?
Jerry Jones
don't need to do nothing. The coach will not be fired. Cowboys Nation forever. Now, you went on your little laugh rant last night, laughing at the Cowboys. You better stop, son. I'm telling you right now.
What's your problem? This is my show. I do what the hell I want on my show. Jason Garrett deserves to go, and that's that.
Listen, I know you got a big old fancy house up there in New York, New Jersey. I got some horses that can come do some business on your lawn.
Who is this?
My name is Coach Johnson, sir.
Hell no! This is you, isn't it, Shaq? This is Shaq. Shaq, this that's you, ain't it?
This ain't Shaq.
Yes, it is. Oh, hell no. I can't believe you.
That's Johnson.
I can't believe my Cowboys. I'm telling you right now.
No, oh, really? Since when did you become a Cowboy fan? Right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not some dude, Tex Johnson. This is Shaq.
This ain't Shaq. I love you.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God.
I love that.
That was awesome.
So
now, it was well executed, but you... Every time you do the white voice, you get more and more conspicuous with it. You really do. And take it from one of the whitest guys you know. I mean, seriously.
I was trying to add some of that down south Texas.
You didn't do bad with that. Bad with that.
But, that was terrible, you know.
But yeah, because with your voice is, you can't disguise your voice. I'm sorry. You just can't do it. You just can't do it.
It's like Whitey Whitestein, like, you know. It's
wait
like,
a minute.
Come on.
Southern Shaq is on the line. Hold on a minute. Yeah.
What is this?
So. We were trying to think of a Halloween game here.
Got it.
Some people love...
It's close to me.
And Halloween is candy.
Yes.
And we haven't done this in a long time, so I would like to welcome you gentlemen back.
It's close to midnight, and something evil's lurking in the dark.
You know what's evil? The Bean Boozled jelly beans.
Oh, no!
Are back.
Oh, jeez.
We gotta eat those, right?
Shaq's eyes just went wide. Well,
what's your rate?
You may not
star?
Have to. You may not have to. This game's
but
called...
Terror takes the sound before you make it.
Yeah, John, keep singing.
Oh, I love Michael. This is one of the greatest songs ever recorded. My gosh, it's just one of the greatest songs ever.
Ola Ray, I used to have a crush on Ola Ray.
Oh, for real?
You're paralyzed.
Cause this is killer.
Shaq, go high.
Killer.
Everybody in your car, sing
no
along with us. Let's go.
You from the beast about strength.
Get the
thriller. The baritone version.
Killer night.
You're fighting for your life inside a...
All right, Miss Michael.
All right,
this is called Halloween Beans.
Here we go.
I have five categories. I'm going to ask each of you guys a question. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you draw from the jelly beans. We'll see how we do. Okay.
Jeez, these are terrible.
Five categories. All right.
Now, who goes first? It doesn't matter. Like, well, okay.
I'll just go Shaq John. Okay. Shaq John. All right, first category here. This is popular music. While Michael Jackson's Thriller, as we just heard, is the pinnacle of Halloween music,
yes,
he was also featured in this 1984 smash hit.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Michael sang,
and I have no privacy.
Michael sang the hook of this song. But who's credited as the artist that performed this monster 1984 hit? Somebody's watching me.
I'm first?
Yep.
Yeah, you get to
I'm
go first.
I'm a DJ, Rockwell. Cut it out.
It's there Rockwell. It is. It's Rockwell. Very good. Point for Shaquille O'Neal. All right, John Kincaid.
Oh, I don't get a point for that?
No.
No, you don't.
You,
oh, okay.
You get to go. If you get your question wrong, you draw a jelly bean. If you get your question right, you get a point. All right, so here's your question. Popular music. This song broke big in the 1980s. It's the theme everyone inevitably sings when they're out, trick, or treating. What artist... is responsible for the monster hit.
The Bangles. The Bangles.
No, it's not the Bangles.
Oh,
no.
It's not?
It's not the Bangles, no.
Who is it?
No.
Hold on. He could steal the point if he knows it.
Anything comes to music, I'm a DJ. Bow Wow.
I got to give you like a half a point.
No, he doesn't get a half a point. That's wrong.
It's Bow Wow Wow.
It's Bow Wow Wow.
It's the name
wow.
of the group.
Hold
no, it's not.
It's
the name of the group.
No.
You see how their people do us?
The name of the band.
Do you see how their people do us?
Bow Wow Wow.
It's okay, Bow Wow.
Okay. I have a question for the panels.
Okay.
New York Yankees.
Yes.
Is the Yankees the same thing? Is Yankees the same thing as New York?
Bow Wow is the guy.
John.
Bow Wow's
a different artist. Bow Wow.
It's like if you said Michael instead of Michael Jackson.
Bow Wow's the one that showed up at the steakhouse that I was eating at on New Year's Eve wearing NBA jersey, a baseball cap.
Look, you're still winning. Just calm down.
No, I'm not calming down. I knew it was Bow Wow.
But
Wow.
You didn't do it.
But you didn't give me a chance to say Wow.
Get out of here.
I said Bow Wow and I looked at
Give me the damn jelly bean box.
Let me give you the trash can, too.
Let's see.
Do you see how their people keep holding us back?
Here we go. Here we go. It's been a day of territorial fighting today.
Jelly beans. Just grab one, and I'll tell you what you got.
I have like a greenish lime color.
Hang on. All right,
that one's good.
The greenish lime color is either going to be lime or it's going to be lawn clippings. Let's see what you got.
Lime.
I got lime.
You got lime. All right, so John skirted.
Oh, no, you did. You got the lung. Oh, swallow it. You got to swallow.
Don't you get to spit them out?
No, John, you got to swallow.
That was lawn clippings.
Yeah.
You got to swallow, John.
You can't look either.
If you no,
you can't look at the box. You let me pick a color there.
I just let you pick a color.
But
I'll,
do that next because now someone knows that's lawn clippings. That's not as bad as like the pig vomit.
No, there's a lot of them in there. There's a lot of them in there.
That tasted good for a second.
Right. Hey, new rule: swallow or spit.
No,
I'm just saying.
Spit or swallow.
Next week's game.
Shaq's up 1-0.
1.5 to nothing.
No, you're not.
This is called the terrifying couch potato. Next question, and it's about Halloween television shows. You want John to go first, or you want to go first?
No, I'm going first since I got that point.
Two of the creepiest shows to ever grace the small screen were The Twilight Zone and Tales from the Crypt. Which show ran more episodes, Twilight Zone or Tales from the Crypt?
Twilight Zone.
I would agree, Twilight Zone.
Okay, let's see.
Rod Serling's Twilight Zone.
Tales from the Crypt ran 93 episodes. Believe it or not.
Well, Rod Serling.
Twilight Zone ran 156 episodes.
There you go. By the way, we will watch that occasionally on MeTV.
Tales from the Crypt?
No.
Or Twilight,
Twilight Zone.
Old school Twilight
and
Zone.
And it holds up.
Yeah, it does.
It holds up.
All right, John Kincaid. The Munsters.
Love it.
Were Halloween-themed TV royalty, as were the Addams Family.
Yes.
Which show ran more episodes? The Munsters or the Addams Family?
The Munsters.
Okay, the Munsters aired 70 episodes. The Addams Family aired 64 episodes. So that's a point for John.
No, I won.
He got the point.
I got the point.
Okay. I got the point. You get a chance to answer if he gets it wrong.
By the way, that was edgingly close, and I didn't think
it was real close.
I thought the Munsters went a whole extra season.
Oh, no. They were almost, yeah, within 6 episodes.
What a great show.
All right.
Great show.
This one's called Just the Sound of It. I'm going to give you a Halloween-themed movie theme.
Okay.
You got to tell me what movie it's from. All right. Shaquille O'Neal.
Hold on. Can we hear the clip?
I'm going to play it for you.
No. But if I hear it and know it, can I say I'd like to get one more ear? Two tries? Two hears? Or just one ear?
No.
What are
just
you asking?
One,
yeah. You get one listen.
Hey. Okay, I got it.
All right. What movie is this from?
Don't. B-Dog trying
B-Dog
to mental telepathy
him and John freaked
Look
out.
At me, B-Dog, because I know the answer.
All right. John knows it, he says.
I know the answer.
The Exorcist.
No.
Oh, he lost. No,
and I'm
not.
Stealing. It's Halloween.
It is Halloween.
That's Michael Myers' theme.
All right, John Kincaid.
Oh, get that box of candy. No.
Oh, he's right.
He's got to have
a jelly bean.
You got to put something right in your mouth. Don't look at the colors.
You got to put something right in your mouth.
All right, fork
Just pick
over.
One.
John right, got
what did,
it.
What did he pick?
What's he got?
Brown.
Oh no, that's the vomit.
Okay, it's either it's either canned dog food or chocolate pudding. What is it? Is it chocolate pudding or is it canned dog food?
I know what dog food tastes like. I'm a proud member of Omega Psi Phi. It's dog food. I'm going to eat it proudly.
Oh, God.
He's eating the dog food.
Holy moly.
Guess what? The dog in me.
Guess what? It probably wasn't the dog. And he probably just acted like it was. I'm winning 2-1, by the way.
Right.
Oh, no, it's bad. He quit. Yeah. Here's a little thing you put in.
Nope.
There you go.
It's 2-2, by
All right.
the way.
2-2.
2-2. Here's your theme song, John.
All right. Oh, man. What is the... It's coming through the TV. It's coming through the TV. I do not know. I did not.
Were you trying to think of Poltergeist?
Poltergeist.
And I know it.
No,
I know
it's not right.
This one is The Exorcist. See, the bells
got
me
mixed up. Yes, you got it right. It is The Exorcist. It is The Exorcist.
The gling, 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 gling.
Go ahead and dive in there, bud.
I got blue, like light blue.
Okay, light blue is either a toothpaste or berry blue.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
You're good with toothpaste?
Oh, I got toothpaste, too. Oh, God.
Oh, he sneezed right
swallow,
now.
Man. You got to swallow
you spit
it.
Yours
wait,
out?
Wait a minute. Toothpaste is that bad?
Oh, it was that bad.
All right, it's 3-2, Shaq.
Yeah, see, I use Crest 3D White.
All right. This,
oh, if they would like to advertise on the podcast, love to have you.
There you go.
Crest 3D White helps all your teeth look beautiful like
3-2, Shaq. This one's called Mine is Bigger. Two of the biggest bad guys to ever spill blood were Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers. This question's for Shaquille O'Neal. Whose movie franchise had the most films, Jason or Michael Myers?
Myers.
Jason.
The point here is actually going to go to John Kincaid. Jason
there
had...
There were 10, right? There were 10?
No,
10,
no. There were 12.
No, and
12
geez.
Movies starring Jason.
And Michael had 10?
10 movies and starring Michael Myers.
Oh, give that so box of candy.
That's
we're tied, by the way. We're tied.
Jack's got a draw from the jelly beans.
Pick a color.
What you got?
Like pink and blue.
Pink and blue?
Okay, this one looks like it's either Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks.
Oh, God.
Work it over, B-Dog.
How'd you do?
Tutti Frutti.
Oh, Tutti Frutti. Frutti. Got off easy.
All right, we're tied, by the way.
All right, we're tying this up.
That's a good one, too.
John Kincaid. While Jason Voorhees owns the Halloween kill count, he's killed about 206 people over his movie franchises. Who runs up in the number two spot? Is it Freddy Krueger or Michael Myers? Who's killed more people, Freddy Krueger or Michael Myers?
Go Freddy Krueger.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Am I right or wrong?
This is Michael Myers.
All right, so we're going opposites here. Freddy Krueger has killed over 43 people in the Nightmare on Elm Street films. Michael Myers has killed 152 people in the Halloween movies.
He's prolific.
Michael Myers.
That point goes geez. Back to Shaq now.
Yes,
we're 4-3.
Yes.
John's got a draw. What you got?
Oh, God, I think it's the vomit one. It's like white and yellow speckled.
You got buttered popcorn or rotten eggs?
Oh, God. This is the one that made me vomit last year.
See how you did.
How come I'm getting all the bad ones?
You guys are drawn picking blindfolded, man.
God, that was terrible.
Look at his face.
Swallow.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't spit it out.
I haven't had to do that since I got this job.
Stop it. Man.
Right.
Be a man.
I'm losing by one.
Yeah, it's 5-4, Shaq.
5-4, Shaq.
And this is the last question.
John's
not going to make it. All right, last question. All right, Shaquille O'Neal,
It's not like it's a bra fitting.
This one's called Don't Fear the Creeper. That was strong, by the way. Don't Fear the Creeper. All right, xanthophobia is a fear of small dogs, the color yellow, or carbonated beverages. Xanthophobia. Small dogs.
Yes.
This is for you. Small dogs, the color yellow, or carbonated beverages?
No, it can't be small dogs. That's a mixture between B and C. What's B again?
B is the color yellow.
Color yellow.
And C is carbonated beverages. What is xanthophobia a fear of?
Usually I'm going to go with C, B dog, but this one's just one of those tricky other people questions because they try to mix it up. I'm going to go with B on this one.
You say the color yellow.
He's wrong.
I don't know what it is.
He's wrong.
He's wrong.
What do you think it is?
No, he's wrong.
What do you think it is?
I know he's wrong.
You know he's wrong?
He's wrong.
Okay, what's your guess?
No, he's wrong. It's C.
It's carbonated beverages?
Yes, it's C.
It is... The color yellow.
Oh, geez.
Xanthophobia. The color yellow.
You're trying to trick us.
He's
you can't
got it.
Trick
trying
us.
To trick.
You all can't right. trick us.
Right, here John,
if I get another bad taste in my mouth.
Turophobia.
It's
not
right. My question.
Okay, if he gets it wrong, he's gotta got
to
eat.
Here we go.
All right, turophobia. Turophobia is either the fear of cheese, beer, or jelly beans. Turophobia. Cheese, beer, or jelly beans.
Cheese.
Well, we're going to end this one on a point. John gets the point, but he's not going to win the game because...
New loser.
Yeah, it's going to be 6'5 Shaquille, but...
Hey, we're moving on.
Very good.
We ride. Up in the morning, life is real. Because we got to pay these bills. From the top to bottom, everybody got them. Don't make it a problem. B-Dog said he like that West Coastin'. This is that smooth, mellow groove. Keep your head focused. Eyes on the prize, you realize that that is motivation. Just like Rob Jenner's the best technician for any station. It's just amazing with John Kincaid, the laughs he gave. Got my stomach hurting for days, high praise. And Shaq Diesel, Grand Poobah the leader. Might not be there when you call him, but he right there when you need him. Up in the morning, life is real. Cause we got to pay these bills. From the top to bottom, everybody got them, don't make it a problem.
Okay, so that's it? Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at PodcastOne.com.
I like